Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. It was 40 years ago this week that the Vietnam War ended here in what Americans call the fall of Saigon. We're here in Ho Chi Minh City all this week with a WBUR series of special reports we call 40 Years Later, A Return to Vietnam. Two of the last Marines to leave here, both from Massachusetts, have come back for a ceremony honoring the last Marines to die here, including Corporal Charlie McMahon of Woburn. We met up with the Massachusetts Marines, Bill Newell of Hopkinton, and John Gillane of Malden, only hours after they arrived. It's their first trip back to Vietnam in 40 years. Our conversation took place on the rooftop of their hotel, the Saigon Star. In 1975, it was their barracks, appropriately named Marine House.
First time back in 40 years. What's your impression?
It's so much more modern and people are freely moving about. There's no repression or anything like that. People seem to be happy. Those are my first impressions.
I'm just amazed at the growth. Everywhere you look, there's construction cranes. There's 30, 40-story buildings. None of this was existent, in 75. I think the tallest building was the embassy at 7 stories.
When I was here, when you looked off of this roof, it was below a shanty town. There wasn't much to see at all. That's one of the big things here is this skyline. It's amazing, all of these big buildings.
Bill, you were mentioning a moment ago, no repression, freedom of movement. What was it like 40 years ago that feels different today?
Well, 40 years ago, when the city fell, it fell to the communists. So, my expectation was that there would be a more authoritarian rule. But as I look around, people are free and they seem to be very happy. And in fact, there's not a lot of military in sight. When we were here, there were military on every corner, locked and loaded with 16s, ready to shoot if something happened. So it's very different. It seems very free. And I'm very happy to see that. It makes me feel good.
We walked around this morning. You see no police presence. The two or three that I did happen to see, you don't see them carrying weapons. They're just walking along here. The traffic puts Boston traffic to shame.
It's insanity.
I actually got in a cab this morning, and I've never had a white-knuckle ride until I came here. it's funny.
I know it's early in your visit, but I'm wondering if you've had a chance to speak with folks who live here and how welcome do you feel given that you're Americans coming back and you were both soldiers 40 years ago?
Well, I spoke to a porter this morning. He said that his father spent 8.5 years in a re-education camp in Dalat, which would be a little south of here. He was a South Vietnamese Marine. There was no tone of resentment or anything like that. I really get the impression that the war is really over for them. The big takeaway, I guess, at this point would be we're still trying to move on. And
they already have.
They've already moved.
They have.
Yeah, they're moving on. Yeah.
This is Steve Brown in Boston. WBUR's Bob Oakes spoke to Morning Edition earlier from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. We asked whether he had the same impression as the Marine vets Bill Newell and John Gillane that the Vietnamese have moved on from the war.
It's true and not true at the same time. There are roughly 93 million people in this country. The average age here is about 29, which compares to 38 in the U.S. So many folks weren't even alive yet when the war was raging. And generally, I'm told it's not on their lips. It's history. It's a thing of the past. But interestingly, at museums in this city, it's a bit of a different story. Take the Fine Arts Museum in Ho Chi Minh City, for example. One painting I saw depicted a dozen people walking along a ridgeline on the old Ho Chi Minh Trail, carrying supplies for Viet Cong guerrillas. Another painting was of a Viet Cong soldier On one shoulder, he had an AK-47 assault rifle slung over. Then on the other shoulder, there was an exhausted child hanging on. And I have to say that when I saw it, I kind of instantly flashed on the many pictures that I've seen, that probably we've all seen over the years, of U.S. GIs coming home from war, embracing their own kids.
A few days ago, Bob visited the War Remnants Museum, located right in the center of Ho Chi Minh City. He explained how the museum shows the Vietnamese view of the war.
It's pretty blunt and pretty thought-provoking. The first thing you see on the grounds outside the building is military hardware, several jet fighter planes, a helicopter, tanks, artillery. And the thing is, it's all captured or abandoned U.S. fighting equipment. And its message seems to me is clearly that these are the instruments of war used against us. Then inside the building, there are signs, multiple signs, that describe the war as the war of U.S. aggression. There's a section on atrocities, for example, the 1968 My Lai massacre, in which U.S. Army troops killed hundreds of unarmed civilians. There's a section on the widespread U.S. use of that jungle defoliant Agent Orange, which is still in the news in the U.S. today. In fact, a man said to be one of the Agent Orange victims, who just had stubs for legs, was one of the people in charge of selling souvenirs in the museum. I have to say, as someone who's visited a lot of U.S. military museums and other museums around the U.S., in which the American military wins over the years have been commemorated, visiting this place in Ho Chi Minh City was very, very sobering. One more thing, though, there were far more Westerners, Europeans, Australians, other people from the U.S. in this museum than there were Vietnamese touring the War Remnants Museum on the day that I was there, at least.
WBUR's Bob Oakes is reporting from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, all this week during the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, and we'll be back tomorrow with more.
Tomorrow is April 29th, and it marks another anniversary that's not often thought about today. It's the day that the last two American servicemen were killed on the ground in Vietnam, including Charlie McMahon from Woburn. We'll tell Charlie McMahon's story about his life and his death. It's another very sobering story. It'll be very interesting, I think, for people to hear.
WBUR's special series, 40 Years Later, A Return to Vietnam, continues tomorrow on Morning Edition and online today at WBUR.org, where you can find a special WBUR video documentary, Saigon, The Final Hours.